This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Federal prosecutors in New York on Friday asked a judge to sentence Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer for U.S. President Donald Trump, to a substantial term of imprisonment for paying an adult film star hush money on Trump's behalf and for evading taxes. Meanwhile, as AP's Chad Day reports, special counsel Robert Mueller's office said that Trump's former campaign manager Paul Manafort lied several times to federal investigators.
Two late Friday night filings provide new details about the special counsel's investigation into Russian election interference. The first involves President Donald Trump's longtime legal fixer, Michael Cohen. What we see is that there were a lot more contacts, outreach from Russians to the Trump campaign dating back as far as 2015. In Manafort's case, prosecutors detail what they say he lied about, his contacts with the longtime Russian associate named Konstantin Kalimnik, and they say contacts with Trump administration officials as recently as May.
Chad Day of AP. Meanwhile, fired FBI Director James Comey will be back in Washington the week before Christmas after testifying behind closed doors before two House committees. Ed Donahue reports.
Comey did not like the idea this was closed-door testimony.
We're talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
He told reporters a transcript of this will bore you. On Twitter, President Trump wrote, "It is being reported that Leakin James Comey was told by Department of Justice attorneys not to answer the most important questions, calling it bias and corruption."
The FBI, for understandable reasons, doesn't want me talking about the details of the investigation that is still ongoing.
And Comey had something to say about President Trump.
The president's attacks on the Justice Department broadly and the FBI are something that no matter what political party you're in, you should find deeply troubling.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This